Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are here, that are listening over other devices and later on recorded. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, August 5th, 2023. This is our part 9 of our chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, of our lesson 388. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And I'm going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the Tiny Tots theme hymn entitled Hark Till the Shepherd Voice I Hear, known also as Bring Them In.
Hark is the shepherd's voice I hear out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray. Far from the shepherd's fold away, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind? Help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep, where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the tiny tots, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, we'd like to open this section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you, God, for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days, shout on labor in this silent day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the Sabbath words our mouths to end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's story times, dear one, and we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share with us chapter 13, Riding into Jerusalem. This is a part 4 of the story about Jesus.
The Bible verse for our lesson is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 10. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? You see, when he used to come in, he didn't broadcast his coming. He just walked in like anybody. This time he came, we call it the triumphal entry. And it made quite a commotion. Who's this, they said. And Luke 19:34. 43 and 44 says, for the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side. And they shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave thee one stone upon another because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Genesis 3:15. Adam will tell you, it is the seed of the woman that shall bruise the serpent's head. Hebrews 7:1. Ask Abraham. He will tell you it is Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of peace. Genesis 49:10. Jacob will tell you he is Shiloh of the tribe of Judah. Next slide, please. Oh, Riding into Jerusalem, part 4. It had been the child of his care, and his heart was filled with anguish as he realized that it would soon be made desolate. We're talking about Jerusalem. Had her people given heed or paid attention to Christ's teaching and received him as their Savior, Jerusalem would have stood forever. She might have become the queen of the kingdoms, free in the strength of her God-given power. There would then have been no armed soldiers waiting at her gates, no Roman banner waving from her walls. From Jerusalem, the dove of peace would have gone to all nations. She would have been the crowning glory of the world. But the Jews had rejected their Savior. They were about to crucify their king. Next slide. And when the sun should set that night, the doom of Jerusalem would be forever sealed. About 40 years afterward, Jerusalem was utterly destroyed and burned with fire by the Roman army. Reports had come to the rulers that Jesus was nearing the city with a vast company of followers. They went out to meet him, hoping to scatter the throng. With a show of much authority, they said, "Who is this?" Matthew 21:10. The disciples, filled with the spirit of inspiration, answered, "Adam will tell you, it is the seed of the woman that shall bruise the serpent's head. Ask Abraham, he will tell you it is Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of peace. Jacob will tell you, he is Shiloh of the tribe of Judah." And this is from the story of Jesus, pages 86 and 87.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we will be reviewing this part 1 of our lesson entitled Riding into Jerusalem, part 4, in a tiny thought lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place the 12th of August, 2023. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. Looking for my little cursor. It's just not moving. Just a minute. It's time for our little tiny thoughts and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. This is our 42nd of our water topic, entitled The Water of Life, and our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
So, blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning water. The Water of Life, part 42nd. Our Bible verse is taken from the book of John chapter 1 in the King James Version. Peter, John, and other disciples. And here is verses 40 to 42, which say, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. He brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone." And today's lesson is about the importance of oceans. And the members purpose for this lesson is they helped everyone, his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage, Isaiah 41:6. And you remember the character quality in this lesson is helpfulness. And remind you, helpfulness is to aid or assist another as if you were helping Jesus and thereby promote a person's usefulness. Here's nature, importance of oceans. The oceans are divided into three great oceans in the world. They are called the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the Indian Ocean. Then there are a fourth and fifth smaller oceans, which are called the Arctic Ocean and the Antarctic Ocean. Look at a world map to see them all. The oceans provide food, energy, and minerals for many people. Many people in the world fish and use the fish for food. Kelp and seaweed are also taken from the ocean for food. Petroleum, oil, and natural gas are drilled offshore in the oceans. These have many uses. Minerals like sand and gravel are taken from oceans. These are made into construction materials and used in other ways. Other materials in the ocean are pearls, pore shells, and sponges, which are used in many ways. These things from the ocean which are used to help people remind us of the disciples who Jesus called to help him serve the people. The ocean takes to give, so Andrew had a desire to help his brother by giving him the water of life he had received. He went in search of Simon Peter like the water vapor travels inland to water the thirsty land. Then he and his brother returned to the Messiah as the brooks run back to the sea. The cycle of giving would start over again when Peter will go out to help others and lead them to Jesus. Here's a reminder, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, as you use a sponge to clean the dishes or fix a dish with seaweed, or scientific name for agar-agar, In it, remember your lesson. And here are pictures of some of the things in the sea. In a sea that help people, like the abalone. And on the reinforce are two D's you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, find pictures of things from the ocean that are helpful to put on the bulletin board, or if you have one. Three, purchase a real sea sponge to use in the kitchen. Four, fill all the salt shakers with sea salt. Five, go on a treasure hunt and see how many items you can find in your home from the ocean. Six, pray that God will use you to help lead others to Christ like the disciples did. Seven, sing the first verse of a hymn, O love thou wilt not let me go, if you know the song. If not, you can learn it. Eight, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for the Square. Say your memory verse. Remarkable parent food. It is impossible that anyone who is acquainted to any degree with the Lord should stand by the sea without being reminded of the mighty power of the Creator. Yet many gaze upon the sea day after day with never a thought of its maker and even openly defy him. To such the Lord says, hear now, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes, and see not, which have ears, and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea, ye by perpetual decree that cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? Jeremiah 5:21-22. But it is not in order to produce fright that the Lord reminds us of his mighty power that can set bounds for the sea so it cannot pass over in its fiercest tumult. No, it is that we may trust him. perfect. And perfect faith and love drive fear away. So the power of God over the sea is referred to as the evidence of his faithfulness. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves do arise, thou stillest them. Psalm 89:8-9. E.J. Wagner. And here's two pictures, one black and white and one in real life, of a loggerhead sea turtle on the sand. It's time to share your nature walks, Marine Sturlins. Today's photo is a scene from California coast from my dear sister Joan. Today we're sharing various flowers shared from our dear sister Joan's beautiful garden of our nature experiences. On the left, you see white orchids. In the middle, on top and bottoms, are freesia and a slight air plant mixed. It says here in the bottom, the flowers are the poetry of plants. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. Matthew 6:98. And on the right is the picture of green orchids. And we are also sharing our dear sister Susie's garden with her little ones plant update progress. On the left is a picture of a seagull. On the middle and top right and bottom right are pictures of seashells in one of their hands. Sharing more of our dear families and nature experience from Sister Grace in Little Brooklyn. Or in the park where they went in this picture is a walnut tree.
I'm sorry, Brother Josh. We are going to give our dear sister Cece the chance to be able to share what she had seen at the beach with the shell.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. So here on the left of the screen, it's a bird flying. And I didn't get to capture it on the picture, but I was trying to get it on the video that they were actually hunting at this time. And what we witnessed on the beach that day was the birds flying down to the water and fishing. And so they were getting their meals. So that's why we were able to capture the picture of it. And it was also good to see how they were gliding and flying in the wind, and how they changed their positions as they were going forward. Here in the middle, in my husband's hand, is a seashell. We were hunting for seashells on the beach also, but we found this one, and it was rather hairy and kind of prickly, different than what we had experienced before. In terms of finding the seashells, that was pretty like smooth on the outside. So we thought that was interesting as well. Maybe this one had been some, some things. As you can see, there was some seaweed attached to it, and it was probably in an environment that, required it to kind of grow that, outer prickly hair, on it. On the right hand of the screen also, in Dane's hand here, we see some slugs. They were actually on the shore of the beach, and we were just seeing these black things in the water. And then he went and took a handful of it and came and was like amazed that they were slugs just right there. So we had a few of those also as we investigated these things on the beach as we went out as a family.
Thank you, dear sister. And the title on the top, we was supposed to put the updates on the garden, but these pictures came in and I forgot to change it. Forgive me, dear ones. We can't wait for the updates on the progress of their gardens. And we're going to continue. Dear Sister Grace.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. This is and on this tree, it's an apple tree, and it's in bloom, and we observed it as we were on our walk. And, yeah, it was loaded, as you can see, with a lot of apples, actually. There are, like, little apples. And, yeah, we had a good time discovering it.
And we are going to invite also dear Sister Christina with Little Jeremiah Nature Walk.
Have a blessing, everyone. So, Jeremiah and I went out to the park, and one thing I've actually never taken the time to do was just look at the water. And this last Sabbath, we walked over the bridge, and I actually stopped and just took a breather and looked at the water and noticed that it was a mirror. So I was kind of, like, intrigued. I was like, oh, my gosh, it looks like a mirror. I did all the thing with Jeremiah, like, oh, my God. But it was very beautiful to see how the water reflects the sky and all the trees that were surrounding it. So Jeremiah wanted to get into the water, but at this particular location of Ohio, we don't get into the doo-doo water. So I told him, well, you can just get some rocks and throw them into the water. There were some birds that were walking around that were just eating and walking around that he wanted to chase. And then there were also some flowers that I felt like would have been a great scenery for him to be able to take a picture with. But last Sabbath was something that he and I needed to take this walk and have some discussion. So it came out to be a beautiful day that day.
Thank you so much, dear sister. There is a little, I'm not sure if it's an incense. It was a video. I'm still trying to figure out how to be able to place the video on, you know, to share on the slide. It's right next to it. I'm not sure what it is. Can you share?
Yeah. So while we were walking back to the car, we saw an ant carrying something, and it caught my eye because the object that it was carrying was bigger than the ant itself. So I was like, oh my, I was like, what is that? And I looked down, it was an ant carrying something. And I told Jeremiah was going to step on. I said, why would you do that? He's in his own natural habitat. He's getting ready for the winter. And that's what ants do. They prepare for the winter. They work, work, work.
And now we're sharing animals seen by brethren for this week's nature experience. And on the top up left and top right are pictures of an oriole at the hummingbird feeder. In the middle are gray rock doves, those mom took photos of from our window next on the building next to us. On the bottom left is a seagull, and on the bottom right is a young orchard oriole eating grape jelly.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear family, for sending all the pictures for the nature walk. I didn't have a nature walk, but I had a lot of birds that was in the, through the bathroom window. They were making a lot of a sound, and that's what caught my attention. And I decided to take the picture to share as well. So remember, little ones, bring them in, bring them in. Bring the wanderers to Jesus. Welcome to all the brethren that are just coming in. Our opening song is the theme song for our study, entitled Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, also found on 290 of the hymn book. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. Can you open it?
You can hear, Josh?
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a life for a new God, the Savior. A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. O'er us sin no more had dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear family. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. If we take the word that we're about to learn, and please protect the people that are here, the people that's not here, they can come in this Sabbath again. And please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 17, from the King James Version, and it reads, Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, to them, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests, those that are in other devices, we will continue with our part 9 of our lesson entitled "In Pilate's Judgment Hall," in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
With the teeth, Matthew chapter 27, verse 17, King James Version. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask
Barabbas
and destroy Jesus.
Amen. Good job. Matthew chapter 27, verse 21, King James Version. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas."
Matthew 27, verse 22. Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified."
Matthew 27:23. And the governor said, "Why?" Matthew 27:23. And the governor said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified."
John chapter 19, verse 5. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." John chapter 19, verse 16. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 735 through 736. Welcome to all of dear brethren. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 735. When Pilate gave Jesus up to be scourged and mocked, he thought to excite the pity of the multitude. He hoped they would decide that this was sufficient punishment. Even the malice of the priests, he thought, would now be satisfied. But with keen perception, the Jews saw the weakness of thus punishing a man who had been declared innocent. Next slide, please. Continuing. They knew that Pilate was trying to save the life of the prisoner, and they were determined that Jesus should not be released. To please and satisfy us, Pilate has scourged him, they thought, and if we press the matter to a decided issue, we shall surely gain our end. The Desire of Ages, page 735, paragraph 2. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 735. Pilate now sent forth Barabbas to be brought into the court. He then presented the two prisoners side by side and pointed to the Savior. He said in a voice of solemn entreaty, "Behold the man. I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him."
Desire of Ages, page 735. Page, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. This one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 14, from the King James Version margin, taken from the Desire of All Ages, volume 1, memory verse CD. What did the Lord really wanted for his people? This is the promise. We are still in the Desire Ages. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear one? Maybe unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, pages 735. There stood the Son of God, wearing the robe of mockery and the crown of thorns, stripped to the waist. His back showed the long, cruel stripes from which the blood flowed freely. His face was stained with blood and bore the marks of exhaustion and pain. But never had it appeared more beautiful than now. The Savior's visage was not marred before his enemies. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Desire of Ages, page 735. Every feature expressed gentleness and resignation and the tenderest pity for his cruel foes. In his manner, there was no cowardly weakness, but the strength and dignity of long-suffering. In striking contrast was the prisoner at his side. Every line of the countenance of Barabbas proclaimed him the hardened ruffian that he was.
Continuing, the contrast spoke to every beholder. Some of the spectators were weeping. As they looked upon Jesus, their hearts were full of sympathy. Even the priests and rulers were convinced that he was all that he claimed to be. Wow. The Desire of Ages, page 735, paragraph 4.
The Desire of Ages, page 735. The Roman soldiers that surrounded Christ were not all hardened. Some were looking earnestly into his face for one evidence that he was a criminal or dangerous character. From time to time, They would turn and cast a look of contempt upon Gravis. Alone. It needed no deep insight to read him through and through. Next slide, please. And continue. Again, they would turn to the open Amemsa. Again, they would turn to the one upon trial. They looked at the divine sufferer with feelings of deep piety. I'm sorry, pot pity. The silent submission of Christ stamped upon their minds the scene never to be effaced until they either acknowledged him as the Christ or by rejecting him, deciding their own destiny.
Amen. Let us learn another scripture song together, dear one. But this one is taken from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, margin. Taken also from the Desire of All Ages, memory verse CD. Apologize, dear one. This is a new computer. I'm trying to figure out where the cursor is. We are still in page 736. This is the Desire Ages. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Pilate was filled with amazement at the uncomplaining patience of the Savior. He did not doubt that the sign of this man, in contrast with Barabbas, will move the Jews to sympathy, but he did not understand the fanatical hatred of the priests for him, who as the light of the world. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 736, continuing, had made manifest their darkness and error. They had moved the mob to a mad fury, and again priests, rulers, and people raised that awful cry, crucify him, crucify him. At last, losing all patience with their unreasoning cruelty, Pilate cried out despairingly, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful hymn together, dear ones, inspired by a scripture from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 19, entitled Jesus, the Light of the World. And it will be shared a cappella. If you remember this hymn, dear ones, you can be able to unmute your mic to do so. See the bright morning star, Jesus, the light of the world. He has risen in our hearts, Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the love, beautiful love. Come where His love and His mercies are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. No more darkness, no more night. Jesus, the light of the world. He will show forever bright. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light. Beautiful love, come where His love and His mercies are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
He's the lamp that lights our way. Jesus, the light of the world. Step by step and day by day. Jesus, the light of the world. Walk in the light, beautiful light. Come where His love and His mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. 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 Dear ones, we are going to reserve our questions for next week review. If you have any other question besides this part 9, you may be able to either hold it or send it beforehand for the research that might be needed. So next week, we will be reviewing part 1 of our chapter entitled, In Pilate Judgment Hall. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to be able to close this section of the family with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We give you thanks and praise, Father, for bringing us safely once more to enjoy another blessed Sabbath. We thank you, Father, for all the participation of the children and of their parents. We are thankful for all the blessings that these lessons have been given us. As we move on to the next section of our studies, we continue to pray for the blessings there. Be with the speaker, Father, and put a hedge around us for the rest of the day. May we be able to enjoy our time with you. Be with the sick among us. Bring relief from pain or suffering, Father, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you, dear sister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be August the 12th, 2023. We are going to continue with our part 2 review of our chapter 77, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, Part 9 of our Lesson 388. May you all have a wonderful rest of the day, dear ones. God bless.